Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, y'all? Apologies ahead of time, especially you audio listeners. Our mics were not working, so this might sound a little bit off from our normal production. Don't get used to it, but still enjoy the episode. It's a great one. We appreciate y'all.
Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't even trip. We got you.
I was just recording. Okay. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Don't Trip Podcast. It's your host, David, and today we got the... We haven't done this before.
We haven't.
Three amigos, tres hermanos, brothers, the trio. Poof and Daniel, Poof and Twain in the building. Loose in the building. Yeah. So we got it. They've been visiting New York, checking it out. I'm low-key vibing on the couch, though, so kind of chill right now. But they got it. They're going to run this episode. They're going to let y'all know what's up. Don't Trip Podcast, advice at no price, you know how it is. Go like, comment, subscribe, their stuff is in the bios. We got some segments for y'all. We are all brothers, so we gonna chop it up how we chop it up, all right? We got different things, different stories, different whatever comes up. But enjoy this episode, go follow, like, subscribe, Patreon, all that stuff, and we're gonna get into it. But if you are new to the show, welcome. You guys wanna introduce yourselves?
You wanna keep it up?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, show me your light skin eyes. if you're not watching, go listen. You can watch on YouTube or just listen. If you're listening, we appreciate y'all too. Thank you. Introduce.
I'm Twin.
Twin.
Number two. Daniel.
Type.
I'm on here every now and then in dental school doing the thing. First year. You know, trying to make black men in white coats.
This guy said, No, it's not. Go, your turn. Go, dude.
Booth, number three. Joshua, no lives.
Feel it.
It's regular on you. You feel me? Mm-hmm. You know, go like the clock in, the content. Go mess with it.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is. But it's advice at no price. We got some questions from y'all. We don't have any weird segments. We got like no sipping or pimping today. No red flag, green flag. We got questions and we got different. I think I have a tweet. We just gonna chop it up. Not gonna lie to you. Okay. So the first question is kind of funny. You gotta think about this actually. I should have asked y'all before. But what's the worst thing a girl can say about you as a compliment? Don't trip.
We got you.
Yes.
It's the perfect size.
I've seen so many videos and like tweets. Actually, who made a video? I think it was Drewski. Who's homeboy? Trey Rags. And she was he was dragging it, bro. He was like, "Oh yeah, you're the perfect size. Like the big ones hurt." I'm like,
what do you mean by that? What do you mean the big ones hurt?
But you are the perfect size, like...
Because it's a compliment, but it's not.
It doesn't even hurt. It's just nice. It feels so...
Bro.
It's perfect for me.
Bro, I can't even get into the details, bro, because he
your wife said that to you, bro, be like, yeah, I've had some... If you was with your wife, be like, yeah, I had some big ones in the past, but you're just perfect. Excuse me?
Hey, what are you...
Excuse me.
Really?
Thanks. Thank you. All right, bro. What about you? Wait, do you have one?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
That's crazy. That's a good one. So, okay, what about when a girl's talking to her friends and like she's introducing you to a friend, she's like, "Oh yeah, he's such a nice guy." That's the first. Oh, don't respect. Like, that's... He's really nice. He's a really nice guy.
That's the first thing you gotta say.
That's all she's... Yeah, that's like, oh, he's a great, nice guy. Nice guy.
I mean... Imagine. You better hope somebody better looking up coming in like this.
Imagine. It's not even about to be a nice guy, but if that's the first...
Look, she not hyping you up like somebody asked about my girl. Yeah, oh yeah, she. I mean, I'm a highlight on her personality, but I would say like she beautiful. Like my baby girl got all this
type
going on, and she a good person on top of that.
Type.
But if she's like, oh my gosh, she's such a great guy, and what else?
Not that part. Not okay. Yeah, and what else is crazy? Not that part exactly. But like, say you ask, oh yeah, you know, buddy, be like, oh yeah, he's a nice guy, like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Like, he's a great guy, he's different. But if it's just like, oh, he's a nice guy, like, that's all you can think about, like, that's your claim to fame.
Yeah,
just
no being more,
a regular schnegler.
No more accolades.
No more accolades. What else?
That's the only memorable thing about you is, oh,
he's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
Not even like he's sweet, he's considered caring, none of that.
That comes after. But I feel like if that's just the only thing, then they don't... Because if a girl, you're right, if a girl really like you, she don't have a lot more to say to you.
Exactly.
Nah, he's nice. He's nice, but... There you go.
Because what? Ask her about her favorite ex.
Ask her about her favorite ex.
Now what? Now what you talking about?
She can go on and on.
Yeah. Poetry. He did this. He did that. I love the way he did this. It wasn't that quick.
Meet.
Great.
Toxic, but
we were perfect for each other.
He said meet. We were talking, but great. All right, you got one. That's our two.
For what?
The worst compliment a girl can give. It's a toughie. That one was insane.
Oh, I can low-key got one too.
What is it? Take over.
It's like, I don't even know how to put it. Like not he's soft, but like he's so like, bro, how do I even put this, bro?
Yeah.
Like, in front of people, you want to look masculine. Like, she's like, oh, he's such a little cute little baby. He's so cute.
In front of company is crazy.
Exactly type of thing.
In front of company is crazy.
I see what you're saying.
Not soft, bro, but...
He's a...
Oh, he's such a teddy bear.
He's such a baby around me. He's like, being baby.
Even if I do.
Don't air my business out to the homies.
Don't air my business. This is
because now I'm like... Like, Shorty came and she was just saying, like, oh my gosh, yeah, your brother's such a soft dude. I'm going to be like, nah. But like, what? No, I'm not.
She lied.
Nah. Who, me? No.
Not I. This man said, who, me? No, that's fair.
Oh my goodness. Just something like that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to skip each other. We're going to get to the next
one. Yeah,
but yeah.
It's a tough bracelet. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a Dr. Edward.
Okay, but.
No, it's towards me. But also, we're not saying it's bad to be a nice guy.
I don't know.
Be a nice guy. You want that nice compliment.
You want to be a nice guy.
That just shouldn't be your only, the only thing on your resume. You know?
Yeah, you got to beef it up a little.
Yeah.
Your attribute.
Raise your CV. You're not gonna get the job like that.
CV is crazy.
You're not going to do it. You got to get your resume right. Get some experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Experience points.
Get your my points up.
Mm-hmm.
Get your badges.
Go buy some VC.
Throw some XP on there.
Lock it. You're right. All right, next question is, how do you handle a woman bringing you her complaints? Don't trip.
We got you.
So she's complaining.
Yes, she's complaining. How do you handle that?
In layman's terms.
In layman's terms, she's complaining.
Yes. Exactly.
So y'all seen Modern Family?
A little bit. Yes.
Yeah. So Phil, he was up in the salon something with all the other ladies, right? His lady not there. Shouldn't be doing that. First off, but and he's talking about something. Oh yes, my lady's complaining all that. And they're like, first off, all you want to do is listen and all this stuff. And he's like, so when she comes to me with a problem, she doesn't want me to tell her how to fix that problem.
No, that is crazy.
And it's like, so I think, what was it that they gave her? The suggestion was like, if she's driving or something like that, complaining.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh my gosh, I hate all the traffic. He's like, so I shouldn't tell her if you want to avoid traffic, leave earlier. All the girls are like, no,
that's actually raps.
It would make sense.
It makes sense.
If you're logically.
Logically, that makes sense.
So okay, it's so like, and then the ladies were like, no. So the alternative to that was when she's like, oh my gosh, I hate the traffic so much. You'd be like, oh my gosh, I feel you. Like, isn't that just the worst? Oh. Because then now she's thinking like, oh, he's listening to me. Oh, you and know he's not trying to like tell me what's
it validation, bro.
They just want the validation.
Need the validation.
To know you like caring and all that, and you listening. Okay. You're not just hearing them, you're listening.
Listen. Don't hear you. I feel like that's how you that's how you get in your bag for it. You gotta stay in your bag. Like you gotta be ready with every possibility. You gotta be ready to like handle every situation that comes across your way.
Yeah,
and that's a great way to handle that. Everybody wants validation though.
Everybody wants validation.
Because obviously I feel like that's an unfixable problem. Like it already happened, so why would you bring up the past and be like you should have left early?
Exactly.
Yeah. If it's an unfixable problem, bringing up the past I don't think is a
thing. But logically
that makes sense.
As man, because it's like that problem is gonna keep
like
happening.
You're trying to
if you leave.
And it's not even from a place of like I'm trying to tell you I'm trying to help you in that situation.
Yeah,
like,
but they don't want
next
that.
Next time you leave early, so you don't have to get caught in the traffic, and I don't have to hear about it.
Exactly.
They just want you to be able to hear about it.
Nah, but like,
I don't want to hear about it for real.
We can just save us a little time here, baby. But I feel like it's just the validation. Like they want you to feel how they feel, typically, mm-hmm, which is cool. Like share that validation, but also feel like after the fact. Then you can, like, after the feelings are validated, after she got a squash, calm down.
Yeah.
Then you can tell her, like, next time, right, if you want to avoid it, like, maybe leave a little earlier.
Just that little bit of empathy.
Exactly. The empathy in the beginning and then the solution at the end.
That's fair.
It's smart.
Well, speaking of, not arguments, but, like, getting into it. Y'all ever, like, been in a discussion with a girl, guy, whatever, mm-hmm, and then you have to go to Dr. Google for it, right? Have y'all noticed that if you go to Dr. Google and the girl looks it up, if the first thing that is read isn't what she wants, she goes down.
She scrolls till she finds.
I mean, see? No. Especially if you're on the phone and you can't see it, mm-hmm, so you don't think, dang, I was wrong.
Oh,
then I'm like,
man.
If I Google it, I'm like, where did she find it?
That's on page like 73.
And the first thing that came up is what you said. You were right.
You were definitely right, bro.
I've done that.
That's very true.
But I've low-key done it too. But it's not even scrolling. Like, if I see it and I'm like, oh, I was wrong, I'll be like, yo, we trying to get like food or something?
Yeah. So how was your day?
Like the discussion's ended.
Yeah. I feel like we argue too much. You feel me?
Like,
I feel like we're always just trying to.
This isn't us.
Like,
what are we talking about?
Let's focus on the important things in life.
How was your day?
No,
how was your day?
Because that'll get her talking.
Enough about me.
Enough about me. Let's change the topic.
But like realistically, you just gotta take it to the chin. I was lucky wrong. And I feel like that's more respectable. Just I was lucky wrong.
Nah, I'd be so bro. When I look it up and I find my answer was first, I'd be like, I gotta fact check everything you're saying. I gotta fact check everything you're saying for real.
Use the deep dark depths of Wikipedia.
That's so crazy.
Like, all right,
not you, man.
She edited Wikipedia.
Edited.
Changed it.
Madness.
Switch that up.
All right, our next segment. So it's a tweet. The tweet says, "Complain like a woman." Oh wait, no, it doesn't. The tweet says, "We already did a complain thing."
Complain like a woman.
Okay. The tweet says, "Apologize like a woman." Go. The first one is, "Can you stop being mean?" With the little emoji
with the emoji, you know exactly what emoji I'm talking about.
Can you stop being mean? Excuse me?
What do you mean?
Now I'm being mean because you were. Can you stop being mean?
Okay.
Next one. You shouldn't have done what you did. That's the woman. You shouldn't have done what you did.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Heard you.
Recognize what you did and you fix it.
Okay.
That's crazy.
All right.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
See, nah. That's not an apology. That's.
She said, I'm sorry.
I feel that way. That's okay. Well, I'm sorry what I did makes you feel that way, but I'm not apologizing for what I did.
I didn't use that a couple times.
I have.
But you have to say, like, if you're actually not wrong,
yeah,
but like they be apologizing for things they're wrong about and saying that. I'll use it in the context of if I
like, I'm actually sorry, like I made you feel that way.
But I'm not gonna apologize for what because I didn't do anything wrong.
Because you're
so
right.
Nothing for me.
You're
right.
But if you're wrong and you say
that, then you're in the wrong.
Make sure you still have the camera.
That's criminal.
And that's recording.
I'm scared that no.
Yeah. I'm scared if I like click the camera, it's gonna stop recording. Oh, still going. No, click the camera. You have to see it. You have to make sure it's recording.
I'll go look.
No, click it.
Scared.
Cause I stay on the app the whole time.
Yeah,
it's going. You saw it. All right, bet.
Next one is, so you're really still upset?
That one?
Oh my god. Because what?
You really still mad?
Are you really still mad about this?
Still mad about that?
It's over with. Like, you move on.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Pass in the past.
Pass in the past.
Pass in the past.
Get over it.
Come on, bro. Oh,
you gotta put the past behind
it. Last one is, you're right, but I still feel like,
ooh! Ooh!
That's just bringing up a whole nother conversation. Like, a whole nother argument.
You're right. You're right.
Just stop it.
You're right.
I'm sorry.
Just stop it.
You're right, but I feel like...
What's the but for? But what?
I just think it's funny how... No. Yeah.
That's annoying.
That's a couple. The first one's probably the tip of the iceberg, I think.
Nowadays, it's not even one of those. It's just the... They hit you with the... I'm just a girl.
That's the one.
What do you mean you're just a girl? No.
I'm not going to lie, though. Sometimes I'll be like... Yeah.
I mean, some of them are valid.
Okay.
Not lying.
You're not lying.
Kitty back.
Like, the most recent one I saw was this girl. She's like, oh my gosh, a curb just ran into me today. She's like, but I'm just a girl. And I was like, you know what?
A curb just ran into me today.
You know what? You got it. You
curb just ran into me today.
Just a girl.
No, I seen a Happy Women's Day card, bro, and it was the shredded up tires and rims, bro, on the card. Bro, it gotta be the realest thing ever. Y'all love curbs, so man.
Whatever. The curb ran into me today is crazy.
Yeah, that's actually mad. Just a girl.
It's a good. I feel like it's a good one. Like,
I be saying I'm just a boy nowadays, cause it's like, yeah, don't say that. I'm just like, I'm just a boy. Like, why do you not know what nail color to pick? I'm just a boy.
Oh, you reverse psychology.
Yeah, because what?
This man's out.
That's funny, actually.
Right?
It's all right. Just don't be, because you can't be too extra with it.
No, never.
That's
did.
Actually insane. What was our, can't say that. Yeah, don't get in trouble, please. Please don't get in trouble. Get a mic and start acting a fool. It's crazy. It's insane. That's actually I think that was all the questions we had. But, I was about to text someone back. Like, I forgot we were about to
eat. Yes.
Anyway, people have been asking. So me and Twin are twins, obviously. Yeah. So people ask what it's like being a twin. So we have a couple things. It's like, what's something you hate being a twin? Or like, what? Everyone's always like, it's such a convenience. Oh, so much. You're so nice. What's stupid things you get when you, what stupid things you hear as being a twin? You feel me?
Can you guys feel what each other's pain?
How?
Like how?
How?
I get hit in the arm. Bro's not just going to be like, dang, bro. You know, I really feel this. Make that make sense.
Oh, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Why would that happen?
What is wrong with you? If I get a haircut, trim my beard, whatever, oh my gosh, you look like your twin. Especially if you're someone I'm talking to. So what you mean you're attracted to that one too? She...
Bro?
Exactly. What do you mean I look like some other dude? This is my
that's
brother.
Because you were just saying I'm fine.
Well, and so what are you saying about him?
What are you saying about this?
Let's relax.
Like I get bro handsome. Bro. What are you
we siblings. We siblings, I'll eat that. But imagine someone said you look like somebody else when you think you look good right now. Why would that be the first comment at your mouth? Why would that even come out your mouth?
Yeah.
Come on now. That's actually insane. You got any more? Twin.
Let's see. I mean, I guess this one's valid, but it'd be like, oh, did you guys ever switch places to like trick your professors?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I took all his tests. So I had to take double the work.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
We didn't even take the same classes. Excuse me? Like, what? Come on now.
I think we did switch places once, so I'm not gonna lie to you.
We might have.
Yeah, I think so. But still, besides the point, another one is, oh, how do you feel without your twin? You guys have been together for your whole life. Bro, we're grown men. We're grown adults. Thank I can man. Survive without, we're not conjoined.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like
I don't live off
of him. Cat dog right? type. Cat dog type. Nah. But I feel like everyone always wants twins. Everyone's like, oh, I want twins mm-hmm. so bad. I want twins so bad. But like, everyone, you shouldn't, not idolize, but like when people get twins, they like.
Fetishize
is decent. That's decent. But I mean, like, they just put them on like a
pedestal.
Show. Yeah. Like, it's like you put on a show. I want them to match. I want them to do the exact same thing. It's so cute. Like,
yeah. I get it I get it coming from the woman because, like, you get two pregnancies over one. It's a lot of work, but it's like you can have your two kids right then and there. But it's like you have to realize what your kids are going to go through, too. Like, I'm not saying it was bad. Like, I love being a twin. Yeah. But, like, growing up, it was, you get compared a lot. It's like, sometimes you don't feel like you have your own singularity. It's like, we're sharing birthdays. It's like, you have to share that special day with someone else, which I love doing that. But it's like, you're always getting compared. People are like, oh, who gets more girls? Who's smarter? He's taller than me. So, oh, who's taller? Who faster? You ran track. It's like, you're always getting compared. So it's like,
think about the trauma.
Yeah, that can cause a lot
of
trauma.
That's not that much trauma.
We're not even identical. We're fraternal. Okay. So imagine how much worse it is for identical twins. They really look exactly the same, do everything the same. So it's like, that can be a lot to deal with as an identical twin.
Bro, and then hearing, like, do you ever get your brothers confused?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
No.
What? Like, no.
Bro, what are we talking about?
How?
No, that's ridiculous. But y'all think being twins is hard, bro. Try being a middle kid. Yeah, the middle child syndrome, bro, is so real, bro. But first of all, because they're twins and I was born a year and a half after, I always wanted to be their triplet. I was never allowed in the group. Right? So that's when I was the youngest. But anyways, so we have a little brother and a little sister too. So I'm right smack dab in the middle. Middle child syndrome is real, bro. Like you're either too young to do something, too old to do something. You either, you always get the hand-me-downs. You never get heard. No one ever hears what you said. But like, bro, like, and then you're always a scapegoat. No one's ever listening to you. And I like, bro, like they're literally listening to me right now, bro. Like, and then in my family, it's the twins are the oldest, and it's one girl, and then the golden child, the baby. So I'm like the outlier, just right in the middle. I was a treble child. And just like,
are you denied it though?
Huh?
Denying being a treble child.
Nah. No. But it's because it's not, hold on. Listen. It wasn't even like an attention thing, but it's kind of like I need something. So I was a treble child. So I was a middle child, and I my name is Josh, bro. I'm just getting rock stoned at me, bro. I'm getting stoned, bro.
Bro, yeah,
but
he's got it. It can't be that bad being a middle child.
Y'all be middle children be just. Thinking they're ignored, thinking that, be gassing it, bro. Ooh. But I guess it would be hard to like, imagine like not being heard or like having to repeat yourself or something like that. Or like getting hand-me-downs, that'd be great.
Yeah, it would be nice.
That'd be actually insane. Hand-me-downs is crazy. But you should mention that next time. Just talk about the important things, okay?
Yeah. So. Cause like other, then we can relate with you.
Yeah, we can't really relate.
You're not gonna talk about that.
You're just speaking.
What's your opinions?
Bro, where you going?
Bro, I just said that.
Slide.
We're hearing you.
We're hearing you. That's hard. This man was in his bag. I'm not gonna lie.
You're sick, bro.
So what's your came little child? You said you had. Oh wait. We're out of segments, so we have two more things for y'all, right? So we have two goofballs over here, right? So we're gonna do an impression competition, feel me? Because I was thinking about a character I think is funny, so I wanna see if you can do it. So I'm gonna name a character, we're gonna see who can give the best impression of this character, right? Mm-hmm. All right. The first character is Elmo.
You wanna go first?
You go first. Middle child is gonna get the attention.
Okay. Alright. And that was the pitch, so I was the power of the pitch. Anything, bro, is jokes to me.
Bro, it's like, gotta be. It's comedy.
All right, next one is Goofy.
Gorsh. Maxi.
Maximilian. Oh.
Gorsh, Mickey. I didn't know you and Mickey were going steady. Hey, you're kind of hard. I'm not going to
cap. Hey. Going steady.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I got to think of another one.
Oh.
Is it Max?
Who's one that everybody would know? Wait, do y'all have one that you're really good at? That you think you're good at?
Ooh.
Oh. Mm. Let me hear your best one.
Baga.
Okay. Do Bane. Do Bane. From Batman.
Oh, I don't know what he says in the movie though.
What you got?
Bane?
Bane from Batman, yeah.
If you tell me what he says,
Something about born in the
dark. How does it start? Is he was made in the
dark? You think. No, I don't remember.
He says, you think.
Oh, you think the darkness is your ally?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What he says?
Something about. Yeah. Born in it.
He's like, I was born in it. Moved in by it. I didn't see the light until I was a man.
That's what they're like.
By then I was nearly blind. You think we're back. This is your ally.
You sound like Dark
Vader. No, bro. Listen.
See, that act is happening.
Yeah, no cap. I can't think of another character. There's definitely some good ones, though.
Brandon Mr. Krabs laugh.
SpongeBob, me boy.
That was spot on. I'm not gonna lie to you. Do Mickey. I know he's good. That was good. I like that one. Mickey.
What does Mickey say?
It's me, Mickey, your mouse. Welcome.
No, not what I'm trying to tell you.
I'm trying to. What does he say?
You still recording?
I don't know what Mickey says.
No, bro, there's one that I know you do mad good, but I can't remember what it is. Because you used to do this all the dang time, bro. It was annoying. Let's go. Come. All right, that's that segment for what that was. What you said you had a question for.
Oh, now that we're on characters right now, bro. Y'all didn't notice Alvin, Simon, Theodore? Okay. One of the hardest boy bands to ever walk the planet, bro.
Ever.
Sure.
Forget the Chipettes.
What?
What?
All right, but anyways, so we got the red, blue, green combo. What is the best red, blue, and green combo?
That's not
on TV,
argument,
bro.
There's not an argument for that one.
I already know mine.
What you got? Drop it.
Powerpuff Girls.
I knew you were locked on.
I knew you were
locked on.
Go on now.
So who else? So there's also the Power Rangers. Because you always got a red, a blue, and a green as the main.
That's
but actually, it's weird because Daniel and I would switch. I'd always be the blue and Daniel would be the green.
Yeah.
Even for Powerpuff Girls.
Even for the Chipmunks.
Even for the... Yeah, no, actually,
the Chipmunks, I was a little Chipmunk.
But a little Chucky boy. Smarts, I feel like he... Like, just book smart, yeah, he got it.
So, the Powerpuff Girls. But they always had them Rowdy Rough Boys.
Rowdy Rough Boys.
Because you was if you like the Brick. But if you like Butch and Brick and...
Brick and
Boomer.
Boom. Yeah, like Brick. Something like that.
No, it was something on this. But like, because... You wasn't like in your girl bag if you liked the Powerpuff Girls. Like
they was
doing too much. They was great. You could watch the Powerpuff Girls, but when the Rowdy Rough Boys came to the picture,
they came
different with it.
But you think it's racist that Mojo Jojo's a monkey?
What? And they be spilling his brains?
Bro, they be every episode,
eating black and
blue. Why?
Mojo Jojo is a monkey.
Bro, there's no way they didn't think he's a monkey.
White girl beat him up, bro.
He's a monkey. Bro. Crazy.
That was one time.
Said no. Said no.
Okay, I'm
saying.
Okay.
He's
what
a
red green.
Red green and blue.
Red green and blue. I don't know. That's those are the ones I was thinking about, bro.
Yeah. Pop-up girls.
The Power Rangers was tough. They always had it.
They had them. This one was yellow, red, green, yellow. Though they had the
Blood of the Martians.
No, I was thinking of that girl. That's spies.
Totally spies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
they had
yeah.
red, green, and yellow.
Yeah,
Clovers.
I had a crush on them low key.
Yeah,
one, two.
Which one?
All three.
Which one was the best?
Wait, no. Yellow.
Sam. What's
your name?
Sam.
Sam. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. She had a little bob with the bob.
That was Sam.
Clover was the redheaded one.
Yeah.
Right?
Clover, Alex. Alex was the blonde. Alex was the blonde.
Alex was.
Wait.
Nah.
I think Clover. So. Wait, you said the bob one was the best?
Yes.
When I was messing with the redhead ones. She was the leader and she had the green on.
Yeah.
She was doing
so.
Something.
But, so. Okay, who's your. Ooh, that's horror. That's not horror. Here you go. Who's your cartoon crush?
Childhood?
Yeah, cartoon Jasmine. Cartoon crush.
Jasmine.
Disney. Jasmine. So you're not thinking, what about a...
Like cartoon wise?
She-Go, Kim Possible?
She-Go's bad.
Oh my She-Go
days.
No.
Looking back on it though, Ken's best friend.
Who's Ken's best friend? Cheerleader? Bonnie was
cool. No. Hold on. I forgot her name.
He said, looking back on it, though.
Hold on, no, because she was fresh attacking that song.
Monique.
Monique, even the name kind of stupid.
Okay.
Because what?
Nah, but she go was like really that bad girl, mysterious type.
But you know, yeah, but the best mystery? No, the best, the baddest of the bad was...
Hey, Dexter's mom.
She did got that bunda on her, but that Nyash? That Nash went crazy, I'm not gonna lie.
Hey,
and Miss Bellum?
Hey.
Oh, Miss Bellum?
Bro, no, face, no case.
Miss Bellum?
No face, no case.
Hey, you can't leave Miss
Incredible.
They was in a bag with that one.
Oh, no, they was. They know what they was doing.
Especially in that little mirror scene.
We was kids, we were like, what the fuck is that? She was a fish.
Lola.
Wait, what?
Lola.
I don't know. Something about it.
She's dangerous.
No. No.
Take cash. She's a gold.
We're gonna.
Think oh, she's a gold.
Oscar was
your name?
Nah, he was. Oscar was
on the television.
But that's another lesson, bro. People will tell you who they are, bro, and you're still gonna puff for it. She literally said, "I'm a gold digger," and he still puff for it. So, anyways.
Yeah, the song said it, bro. He didn't hear the song.
Nah, she said, I'm super. Oh, She said, deep down, I'm really superficial. Deep down, you're superficial.
How can you be deep down and superficial?
Man, yeah, she don't want nothing but your bread.
That's so true.
Anyways, that's your life lesson for today. Take it for a grain of salt. Take
it with a...
Yeah, that one.
Take it with a grain of salt.
That's that one. Yeah. Thanks for watching this episode of Culture. We appreciate you tapping in. Twin.
Yeah.
And me. Y'all do the Nigerian?
Oh,
No, yeah, they do.
It's three, though.
Ooh!
It's gotta be the three, though.
Oh, yeah. Hey. 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 Hey, we appreciate y'all for tapping in. Hope y'all enjoyed the episode, the different segments. More questions coming soon. Just send them in. We will answer them. More guests coming soon, too. We out in New York. We out in LA. Mm-hmm. We out in
Milwaukee.
Don't do that. But we appreciate
I got G's.
Hey, thanks for tapping in. This is Don't Trip Podcast. Go like, comment, subscribe, all that.
Hey.
Don't trip.
We got you.
Can you pause it?
Yeah, I'm gonna take pictures.
You ever tell a bitch I got G's?
Should I start running around?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.